What is the role of a Muslimah in da'wah? How should be the da'wah activities of a Muslimah?
It's the same. The Prophet says, alayhi salam, women are the sisters and the half of the men. They're the half part of men. So whatever Allah instructed men, women are instructed as well, with exception to few things, such as jihad. The women came to the Prophet and said, allow us to make jihad. He says, alayhi salam, you have the best of jihad. Hajj and Umrah. So this is your jihad. You do not fight with the men. So a sister has to do her job in da'wah like men. But definitely her role is not like a man. I would not expect a sister to come in and says to the brothers here and assalamu alaikum, I'm going to give you a lecture on so and so. This is not permissible. Women should give lectures to women because they can see one another. And women should instruct and command what is righteous and forbid what is bad, evil or vice. I can see a woman not wearing the hijab. I can go on her and say, my sister, mashallah, you are so beautiful. You are shockingly beautiful. Wear the hijab. Would this be acceptable? She would slap me on the face and say, you are a corrupt sheikh. What is this? But a sister can do this with the sisters. She can go and blah, 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 for half an hour. And maybe she's convinced, maybe she's not. But at the end of the day, she is doing what is mandatory upon her, which we men cannot do. She can raise a generation of imams. Every sister, when Allah blesses her with a child, whether a boy or a girl, she can have this beautiful target in making them an imam and a role model to the other Muslims. She can be a good wife to her husband. And this is one of the greatest doors for a sister to enter paradise, is to be a good wife to her husband, even if her husband is ugly, smelly, fat, short, has all the bad attributes in him. Again, you're doing it for the sake of Allah, not for his blue eyes or his features.
I'm a gynecologist.